presentation of Jazz Boulevard.
Bonjour tout le monde. Minasan, konbanwa. Welcome to Jazz Boulevard for show number 772. I'm Moz Taylor, coming to you from the heart of jazzy Montreal, Quebec, Canada. And you know, if you can't stay for the whole show or you miss part of it, you'll find an archived copy of this week's episode, along with playlist information and more, at the program's website, jazzboulevard.ca. On the site, you'll see a subscribe button over on the right side. If you want to become a free weekly subscriber, click it and follow the links to iTunes and never miss another edition of the program. And if you're on iTunes, please consider leaving the show an iTunes review. Only takes a moment, and we really appreciate those. JazzBoulevard.ca also has our social media links to Facebook and Twitter, where you can like or follow the program. Well, a good dose of new projects coming up on the show this week, including an album just in from Japanese drummer Akira Tana, his third project. Also, a new album just being released, a debut for Toronto singer Kalia Ramu. And we'll also be taking a listen to the just released project for jazz pianist Brandon Goldberg, his debut album, turned 13 in early 2019. But we'll kick it off with music from the Four Corners area of the United States. Friends saxophonist Brian Booth and trombonist Kevin Stout put out this project in 2014 called Color Country. And this is the Brian Booth composition, Panorama Point. Thank you.
that shine are so divine, they glimmer there around the neck of some beautiful day. Her name I cannot bring to mind, but lips of wine and eyes so kind, she sits and drinks alone without a care. And then a stranger passing says, good morning. She won't remember him again, I'm sure. With pearls that shine and sparkling wine, she's debonair. She's figured out a wonderful new cure. She drinks alone, no need to share a plate of fries, cocktails alone, no need to stare in someone's eyes. She lets the trio play their tune while she's celebrating June. She drinks alone, she sits alone. No need for sweaty diner booths, keeps to herself. No time for titillating truths, who needs a loving man when you're your biggest fan? She drinks alone. Keep out of her way, she's not up for a chatty day. She'd like a quiet evening for one. Don't try a pickup line, she doesn't want a Valentine. But you might find her drink on your bill when she's done. She drinks alone. Who said a woman isn't proud? She drinks alone. She really doesn't like a crowd. And every night at 3 o'clock, she stumbles home around the block. You know the woman drinks alone.
You're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor. Well, music from Count Basie wrapping up our opening set from an album that he put out in 1966, looking at themes from the James Bond franchise. We heard From Russia with Love. I pulled this off of a compilation that was out in 1996, Ultra Lounge Volume 7, The Crime Scene. Music out of the Toronto jazz scene before that for singer Kalia Ramu, her debut album called Living in a Dream, and her composition, She Drinks Alone, and that's a project that looks at compositions from the 20s to the 40s, as well as mixing in four originals of her own. Pianist Brandon Goldberg before that from his latest album Let's Play, and the track The Understream. He's working with Ben Wolf on bass and Donald Edwards on drums. Elsewhere on the album, he's joined by tenor player Marcus Strickland. Notable about Brandon is that he just turned 13 years old. And the set started with music out of the Four Corners area of the United States. Saxophonist Brian Booth working with trombonist Kevin Stout from a 2014 project they put out called Color Country. We heard Panorama Point. We're going to keep it going with a new album just being released for a Japanese drummer, Akira Tana, and his group, Otanowa. This is their third album together, Aishan Shan, Love's Radiance. We're going to listen to the track Village Festival. Thank you.
Thank you.